Chrissy Hynde and her band The Pretenders made their first album in 1980 in the wake of punk and new wave music. The group's new release, Last of the Independents, is the first Pretenders album in 4 years. And rock critic Ken Tucker says it's their best work in a decade.
This is what you left for me. I forgive you. Never do I despair when I kneel to say my prayers. When summer fills my head, I'll be visiting your bed.
I'm hard pressed to think of another rock and roll singer whose voice is more expressive, more emotionally alert than Chrissy Hynde's. Listening to Last of the Independents, you can't help but be struck by the serene skill and authority of her deep, quavering vocals. When Hynde sings of an intense love affair on All My Dreams, she says, "No drug-induced bliss could ever reach the heights of this." And her slurred tone is at once groggy and erotic, the exact musical equivalent of the state of mind her words describe. Songs expand and contract to fit the mood she's in. Covering Bob Dylan's Forever Young, Hynde takes 5 languid minutes to meditate on middle age. But getting drunk in a bar on a tune called Tequila, she becomes so miserably sad and depressed, she can't keep this song going for much more than a minute.
I drink tequila and watch the game in the bar. I don't care who loses. I don't know who the team is. We had our time, but the bells finally tolled. My Ohio winter was finally too.
Another striking song here is 977, in which Hynde half talks, half sings long lines crammed with words. It sounds like a woman daydreaming, imagining a conversation she wants to have with her lover. 977 is all about power and how it shifts back and forth between two people in a romance. "When I saw my baby cry," she sings in the chorus, "I knew that he loved me." Here Hynde is articulating rock song sentiments usually reserved for men with remorseless satisfaction.
When you try to cut me down and push me back, if I attack your attitude, I rise up to the challenge, cause I like to taste the sugar of your violent mood. Just like a stormy sea, you're natural. Oh, I see to me. When I saw my baby cry,
over the last few years, a raft of female musicians have come along to work their own variations on blunt rock and roll, such as Polly Jane Harvey, The Breeders, and Liz Phair. They all owe Hynde for the example she originally set as a post-punk woman who played the boys' game with warm irony. In this sense, her 1980 debut, Pretenders, haughty yet intimate, graced by a tough love humorousness, remains an inspirational thrill. With Last of the Independents, Hynde sounds ready to reclaim her place as a vital musician, with new romantic scores to settle and new grudges to nurse.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the Pretenders' new album, Last of the Independents.